Thank you for joining us on Cutting Up Radio. This has been Tough Enough Tuesday, and it's time for a healthier alternative to energy.
At toughenoughenergy.com.
And good evening to Cutting Up Radio, Tough Enough Tuesdays. Tough Enough Energy drinks are the most amazing energy drinks. If you have not tasted them, they're absolutely wonderful. They are the ever so needed revolutionary new energy drinks. So make sure you check them out at toughenoughenergy.com. And tonight we've had a crazy start here, but it's been a crazy night. You know, what can you say? It's Tuesday, but it feels like a Monday. But anyway, tonight we have a great show. During our show tonight, we're going to be giving away free tickets to the Nashville PBR that is coming here in next week. I can't believe it's that quick. But so stay tuned, because we will be checking out some Facebook and Twitter followers and giving away some free tickets to the Nashville performance of the PBR. And we want to thank the PBR for providing those tickets for the fans. Now, tonight we are really excited to have Alexis Bloomer joining us. She is a sophomore mass communications major at Sam Houston State, and she has an emphasis in broadcasting and journalism at Sam Houston, and she's a journalist for the Sam Houston State Rodeo team as well as Rodeo News out of Colorado, and she's the youngest rider, so that's pretty awesome. She's been featured in some music videos and as well as just recently been casted in a new leading actress along with her lead actor, the PBR bull rider Douglas Duncan. Now, Alexis, I am certain you can't find anyone cuter than that.
Yes, ma'am, definitely. He is a cutie. But actually, we do not know if Douglas is going to do it. We actually think Chandler might be interested. So
awesome.
That's kind of exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. And so either one of them will be playing the Justin Wade character in Tough Draw.
Yes, ma'am, most likely.
Awesome. So now, is this a bull riding documentary, or is it a movie about the competitor side of bull riding, or what is it about?
To be honest with you, it's kind of like a documentary, because a lot of people don't know about the sport of rodeo and bull riding and stuff, but it's actually going to be a movie, a featured movie, and I'm really excited about it because it's not just about bull riding. It hits a lot of, like, emotions. It deals with family, and it deals with love, and everything that people, I guess, young adults have to go through. So it's not just going to be emphasized on the sport of rodeo. So it's going to have hit everybody, I guess, has a broad audience.
Well, very cool. Well, everyone, you can stay up to date with the movie details and when it's going to be arriving, hopefully in theaters or stores near you by visiting atonemententertainment.com. So welcome to the show, Alexis. It's been an exciting, I guess you could say, path in meeting you on Twitter and seeing how spontaneous you are and reading the articles that you put out in the magazines. And, you know, it's fun to watch you. And, you know, one thing that really caught my eye about you is that you are never afraid to say how you feel.
Yes, sometimes it's a bad thing, but most of the time it's a good thing.
No, it's always good, you know, because if people can't accept you for how you are, then they don't need to be around you, and I love that about you. I mean, you just put it out there, and, you know, you serve the consequences if they're there.
Thank you.
With your education there at Sam Houston State University, do you get credits towards your education through doing what you do for the rodeo team?
No, ma'am, I actually don't. It's all volunteer. I really love the sport rodeo, and I really love our rodeo team. We have an amazing program at Sam, and Bubba Miller, our head coach, he's really good to work with and stuff. So it's been actually just a learning experience, because I'm getting to interview the youth that's kind of, I guess, a lot of them, like Sterling Crawley, he's on our team, and he won Rookie of the Year last year, and also he tried to make it to the finals this year. So it's cool to get to interview him as, like, a young adult, too, as a college student, and I go to school with him, too, so... I guess it's just all for fun. I don't get credit for it, but I guess it's a learning experience overall. So.
Absolutely. Now, are you a competitor in rodeo as well?
No, ma'am. I actually, my parents gave me the choice when I was younger to either do cheerleading or rodeo, and I thought I was going to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, I guess. And so I did stuck with cheerleading, and then I got to college, and now I'm just in the sorority. So.
Now, do you ever think that you might go that route and kind of get a taste of what it is like to be a competitor as well?
No, ma'am. Since I grew up with ropers and stuff, I kind of see how the sport is itself, but I guess I'm not really interested in that side of it. I'm more interested in the media aspect of it and working behind the scenes and interviewing and stuff like that, ultimately.
Right. Now, would you say some of your favorite events in rodeo are the timed events, or do you like the rough stock?
Oh, yes. Gosh, man, we're going to lose some fans here. But honestly, I love rough stock. I mean, I love the way the horses work, and I love the bull riding. It's just very entertaining for me, but I kind of love the sport of rodeo overall. I mean, I could sit there and watch any event, even though team roping sometimes after a while it gets kind of boring, no offense, Dad and Jake. But, I mean, I love calf roping too. So I guess you'd say I'm more of a calf roping and rough stock fan, if that makes sense.
So amazing. And in one comment that you had made is that you had grew up surrounded by top people in the industry, and it was so important to you to represent the youth, because you said that if the youth does not get involved, the sport that we all love will die. And that is so true. And, you know, I admire you for doing that, because there needs to be more of you out there. You know, the importance of the rodeo industry seems far from disappearing to some, but for us, we kind of see it lacking in growth. And the promotion from rodeo associations, you know, in promoting their athletes and encouraging the sport through the extended sponsorship programs, as well as the recruitment for future rodeo athletes, it's lacking. You know, you don't see it. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of promotion for the sport, you know. So I am, you know, I'm admired by your ability to do that and you know, the effort that you are giving to the sport. I think it's phenomenal.
Thank you so much.
There are athletes out there, and I'm just going to give an example because, you know, Clint Cannon is a wonderful athlete. Mm-hmm. He brings other athletes together, you know, that gives them encouragement and also a learning opportunity, you know, at some of the clinics and stuff that he puts together. Like, I believe he has one coming up in November with the Southeast Texas Bareback Riding School. And, you know, I think Bobby Moat does some things too. I know Trevor Brazil and Patrick Smith do some things. What do you think about these athletes stepping out of their professional lifestyle to help others?
I think it's great, to be honest with you, and we need more promoters in the sport like that, because honestly, the youth today really needs to realize that these professional cowboys are just like us. They're normal people. They have normal jobs. They have normal relationships. They have normal families and everything. And I feel like a lot of the times now people are thinking of them as gods and they don't see them as normal people. But Trevor Brazil, he started out somewhere too. And I think it's great that he can come down to a lower level and teach the youth. And I think that just shows them that giving back is also going to help you in the long run as well. I mean, I think it's great. I think they should take time off to do that, because giving back is, I mean, that's what makes the world go round. You have to give back to get or to receive. So,
when did you kind of decide that this is where you wanted to be? You wanted to start a career with sports, you know, journalism?
Actually, everybody looks at me and they're like, what, little blonde, why does she want to do sports? It doesn't make sense to me. And a lot of the guys tease me about it because they're like, Alexis, you don't know anything about sports. I don't know why you're doing this. And then I'll go and I'll talk about it, and they're like, oh, okay, I mean, I guess she does know a little bit. I love the camaraderie of sports. I've always been attracted to them, and I guess rodeo, I do consider rodeo a sport, and just like every other sport, rodeo has teams and it has everything else, but I guess I'm just enamored by the fact that in sports, unlike in politics and stuff like that, you're passionate about something, like you're passionate about the sport, and I guess sports has a lot more... I guess it reaches more people than I guess politics would or weather or anything else like that. So mm-hmm. I love the idea of being able to be the first person to celebrate, like, when someone wins the world or something like that. I think that's just, to me, I think it would be great because I want to be the first person there, you know, to share their excitement, to see how happy they are or to see how sad they are because they miss their calves or something like that. I know it sounds terrible, but I like seeing people happy. So being there and being able to ask them the first question, like, how do you feel or where do you want to do it after this and stuff like that, I think it honestly, I don't know, it's more rewarding for me. So I just love the idea of sports. I don't know. I've always been attracted to them.
Awesome. Now, would you like to be a sports journalist in any other sport than rodeo?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, I would like to start off at ESPN, actually. I think it'd be neat to be a broadcaster for ESPN. Mm-hmm. And I've grown up watching people like Erin Andrews and stuff like that, and I've always thought, well, that's kind of cool. She's a girl, and she's in sports. So I really would like to do kind of what Robin Roberts did, where she was started off at ESPN and then transferred over to, like, Good Morning America. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be neat to be able to hit both sides of the target audience.
Well, you have some great goals. Now, what are some of the privileges that you've had as far as event-wise? What are some of the events that you have been able to experience and cover?
I've actually been very blessed because at a young age, I've been able to cover a lot more than most people say they can. And I actually, this year, through Rodeo News, I got to go down and interview for at the NFR, National Finals Rodeo in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome experience because I've grown up watching people in that arena, and then being able to see that arena, like being inside the ground, was amazing. But I've also got to cover the PBR in Houston and Dallas, and oh gosh, I've covered CBRs. I've got to cover a lot of things that most people haven't got to do, which is kind of neat to me. So
mm-hmm.
It's all the experience, and every event you see a different crowd and you see a different style, I guess. Just like
right.
PRCAs are completely different, but I'm a huge PBR fan. I think they're so professional, and the way they run it is it's truly a show. And it's not just for the bull riders, it's for the fans, too, and I love that.
Yeah, well, tell us, you went to the San Antonio event this past weekend.
Yeah.
And how was that?
It was fun. It was always great. I always love being around the PBR people, but unfortunately, this was the first time that I decided not to do my media pass and be a spectator because mm-hmm. my dad was to pull Shane Proctor's rope, and Shane's a great guy, so we were going down there to support him. And it was a lot different, I guess, for the fans. I don't like it very much. It's kind of boring to me, so I decided to tweet everybody's scores instead. Mom's like,
right?
I was like, you can't do it. It's hard for me to just sit here and be calm. I mean, I don't know. But I got to do the Dallas one, which was amazing because it's in Cowboys Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was definitely one of the coolest PBRs I've ever been to in my life. It's huge. There's millions. I mean, like, there's tons of people there, not millions, but it felt like there's millions because I was down in the arena, so I was literally, like, 5 feet away from the bull, and that was tremendous. And I took my mom with me, so that was even more rewarding. So,
right.
Yeah, I love PBRs, though.
Well, you talk so highly of your parents, Randy and Kim. Now, tell us, how has the amazing support system that you received from them inspired you and encourages you to do what you do?
Goodness, they're going to be happy right now, but I think that I have the greatest family in the world. I'm so blessed to be able to do the things I get to do, and I know that any time of the day I can call anybody in my family, and I know they have my back, and it's been... I think I've become so successful at a young age is because, honestly, my parents have supported me in everything I do, and they tell me that I can achieve anything I want to achieve. Sorry, I'm getting choked up now. But they've never told me that I couldn't do something, and I think that that's been a lot of help because a lot of people, you know, doubt you and stuff like that. But my parents, my dad's an amazing supporter, and he tells me he's probably one of the most confident people I know, and he tells me all the time that whatever you want to achieve, I know you can do it. So, and they've never limited me to my dreams, and I think that's good because I have a new dream every week. So, but, and my mom, she's amazing too. She'll go with me and take me places, and when I was younger, she'd take me to all the video shoots and stuff like that and drive me all over the country to do this stuff. So she's been a great support system too.
Well, and, you know, your father and your parents, rather, do so much to contribute to the youth rodeo as well as, you know, rodeo in itself, you know, with Bloomer Trailers. So
yeah,
tell
yeah.
us, or have you been, you know, selling trailers? Do you do any of that? Do you help him sell any trailers?
Well, I'm good friends with a lot of the guys, but I actually have a funny story about that because when I first came down to Tour San Houston, I stayed with a friend of mine that lives here,
uh-huh.
and we walked into IHOP, and I had my hair on top of my head, and I was like, I do not look good because we had to wake up early, go feed our horses. So I'm sitting in IHOP, and I look over, and I was like, I know that guy from somewhere, and she looked at me, and she's like, yeah, that's Luke Branquino, and I was like, oh. So I marched my little self over there and was like, Luke, do you have a Bloomer yet? And he was like, excuse me? And I was like, I think you need a Bloomer trailer. And he was like, okay, I will. I was like, don't just tell me that to get me away. And he's like, is your dad putting you up to this? And I was like, no. I just warned you. I think you need a bloomer. So I always pick on the pro guys, like, that don't have one. I'm like, hey, you need to get yourself in a bloomer. You'll be happier. So I'm
right.
Very pro bloomer trailers. Anytime I see someone going down the road and I see their horse, I'm like, poor horse, be happier in a bloomer. So,
yeah.
I mean, that business, though, has helped. I think that's pretty much how I got to do a lot of the stuff I get to do nowadays is because of that business. So I owe it a lot.
Oh, well, you know, your dad is so humbled. He's the most humble guy ever.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, he's worked hard to where he's at today, and he gives credit to the great guys, Jake Barnes and Clay O'Brien, you know, who bought his first, you know, who bought the trailer and got him started first, you know. And you know, it's moments like that when you, you know, become humble, you become more faithful. You know what I mean? You just become more encouraged and empowered, you know, when you have support. And I think I see a lot of that in you. And I think your dad has, you know, I know we're going to share this on the radio because I thought it was the cutest thing. Alexis decides to go out on a blind date.
Oh, yes,
and
definitely.
And she posts her dad's little message on her Twitter screen. And he's just so supportive and funny and encouraging. And I think that's so important, you know, and I think it goes back to that, you know, how he was, you know, started this business and transformed and how humbled he has stayed. And I think it's really, you know, brought it a lot to you and you feel so humble and you, you know, through your tweets and talking to you now and seeing some different interviews that I've watched on YouTube of you, you know, you're just a very humbled young woman. And I think, you know, he should be very proud and so should your mother because, you know, most children your age is not doing what you're doing and not, you know, encouraging the youth like you are. And I think that's amazing.
Thank you so much. I try. But I have a really good support system too. So when I... Trust me, I know through my tweets I seem like the most positive person ever, and I am positive all the time, and I'm always happy, but even the best fall down, so
right.
I owe it all to my parents because they're always there to catch me. So
exactly. Now, how has social networking kind of empowered you even more with what your dream is?
Oh, gosh. I actually just had a class that asked me the same exact question, and it was one of my last final grades, and to be honest with you, people can say that the social media hinders the youth today, but I honestly think it's been one of the greatest, I think it's most great technology advances there is because through Twitter, I've had my Twitter for, I guess, 3 months now, and I already have 1,000 followers, and I think that's great because I've reached an entire different network. I've reached guys about wrestling and everything else, so I'm getting a very diverse and unique, I guess, following, which I love
right?
that because you have a
yeah.
way to interact with people, and I, like, a little girl wrote me yesterday, and I thought it was the cutest thing because she was 14 years old, and she said she wanted to be a singer, and she was asking me to write about her, and I was telling her, like, I couldn't write about you because I write about rodeo people, but if I could, I would.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling her not to give up on her dreams and stuff like that, and she was just like, thank you so much for your tweets. They're always so positive, and thank you for following me back. I mean, I think it's neat that just following someone back can make them happy, and, I mean, it's not a big deal, but for a lot of people, I guess it is because – like, oh, my gosh, Alexis Bloomer, she's wrote about Tuff Cooper. Why is she following me? And I'm like, I'm just a normal person like you. I'm 19 years old, so I haven't done anything to make me great or spectacular or to be any better than anybody else. So, I mean, I think that social networking definitely has helped my career, although Facebook just limited my friends, so told me I had to create a fan page. But
right. Yeah, you created a fan page today. I've seen that because
yeah,
I couldn't link to your personal page.
I know. Facebook hates me right now. I'm so sorry. I don't know why it keeps telling me I can't have any more friends. I think that's ridiculous.
We learn something new every day with social networking, and I think that's what makes it exciting. So, but you're doing an amazing job on the social networking, and you are an inspiration. So continue that. You're doing a great job. Now, what risk do you as a journalist take in revealing a story in rodeo?
What was that? I'm sorry. I didn't hear
what
the
risk?
Part.
Do you take
okay.
in revealing a story?
I always try to write stories that are not going to be controversial or not going to hurt anybody or anything like that. But I guess the only thing I do is I tell people that I'm writing about a certain person, and a lot of times people will be like, what? because a lot of people are like, you know, they have nothing to offer. They don't have anything special about them. But when I write about people and I ask them questions, I try to ask them questions that no one else would ask. It catches them all off guard, to be honest with you. I was interviewing Chase Outlaw, a PBR writer, and it was hilarious because I asked him a question about what he looks for in a girl, and he just went, "What?" Yeah, I was like, I told you I was going to ask you questions. They're different. But, I mean, every time you ride, it's a risk. Dan Rather came to my school and spoke this year, and he was saying that anytime you go on air, anytime you write something, there's always a risk that it's going to hurt someone. But you have to be passionate, and if you can back it up, then write it and be okay with it. So every time I write, I make sure it's something I'm passionate about, and I make sure that it's something I do believe. So if anybody ever asks me about it, I'm not going back and going against what I said. So,
right. Now, do you think that that's – do you think that, you know, when you try to give a fair and balanced view, you know how much negative is in the sport of rodeo. How would you go about responding to something that someone asks you when it comes to, say, calf roping?
And they're against it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, I mean, the only thing I can think of right now off the top of my head is because you said that is PETA, which, I mean, I do not have a problem with anybody, but I honestly have seen how calf ropers treat their horses, and I've seen how they treat the calves and everything else. And, for instance, my little brother's horse and my dad's horse are spoiled. Little Wayne and Adele, those things. We treat our horses better than ourselves, to be honest with you, in the sport of rodeo. I know there will be people out there that don't believe that and never will because they believe it's inhumane. But, honestly, I think that the calves honestly have a better life with us than without us because we do spoil them. We do give them good food. We do treat them good, and it's not hurting the animals when we rope them. And I wish people would understand that because people think it's just so cruel. And I have girls in my story like, how could you let people do that to the cows? I'm like, first of all, they're not cows, and they're not hurting them. So, but, I mean, everybody has a sport they're passionate about. I mean, and just like I don't understand when people could say stuff like that, but then they believe in other things, and it's just totally against what they're saying. So, I mean, I don't think anybody should be able to criticize anything unless they've done it themselves, to be honest.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, it was kind of controversial this year when Calgary Stampede was going on, and there was an ad with a baby being roped with a rope. And it was like, are you serious to go to that extent? You know, it's so different.
Yes.
You know, it's just no comparison, you know. You know, how do you keep the heritage of the West alive if you don't, you know, celebrate it, you know? And this is how most ranchers, you know, would brand their cattle. They would rope them and brand them, you know. You know, it's just amazing. But, I mean, you and I kind of both agree when it comes to the importance of protecting our heritage and keeping it alive. And, you know, I think it's very important. And it's almost like, where are the limits? You know, are there any limits? But then I see other countries that are dealing with the same things. You know, Australia just had a huge rodeo over there, and they had to deal with the same stuff, you know? And I'm like, it's amazing how they can kill dogs and cats.
Exactly.
And yet, you know, look at rodeo the way they do. So, you know, it's always, you know, two journalists here talking about it. You know, it's important to discuss things like that. And I think that, you know, if you have a question about it, ask. You know, don't start rumors and, you know, get everybody in a uproar over it. Just ask, you know, or attend a rodeo and see it and experience it, you know. Sometimes things do happen, but not all the time, you know. And
I think that's important for everybody to know. Exactly. And I don't think we aim to hurt the animals. And I think that everybody, people in the sport of rodeo, we do have a love for animals and for all animals. I mean, I know that I connect with a lot of animals, and I do have a lot of respect for the animal as well as for myself. So I'm not going to do anything to endanger the animal on purpose or anything like that. So I think it's ridiculous people say that. And I've seen it at even youth rodeos. I've seen people petitioning it. But, I mean, it's something that's always going to be there, I think. But we just have to keep proving to them that we're not hurting the animals, I think.
Right, absolutely. And more positive, you know, broadcasting and promotion is always, you know, untolerated by those activists. But, you know, keep it real. So share with us, if you could interview one person today, alive or dead, who would it be and why?
Oh, gosh. You know, I actually... It's not someone I would interview. It's almost someone I would want to meet really bad. just because I would want to ask her questions and stuff. It's actually my grandmother. I never got to meet her, and I think it would be amazing to sit down and talk with her because she battled breast cancer, and it's a cause I'm very passionate for, and I want to hopefully donate a lot of money to one day to end it because I think it's a terrible disease, and it's also the philanthropy for my sorority. But I would just want to ask her, like, how did she stay so positive, and how did she do the things she did? And, I mean, she never did, like, anything that was so remarkable that made her famous or anything, but I just think it would be neat to be able to experience and talk to her about those things. But if it wasn't right. her, it'd probably be in this. I don't really interview Dr. Seuss, to be honest with you. I know that sounds dumb. People are probably like,
no.
What? No, I think he's amazing, and I relate to a lot of the stuff he writes, and I think that it's so amazing he can rhyme words and then teach you lessons at the same time. And I know that sounds really weird, and people are like, what? Wouldn't you want to interview, like, Mother Teresa or somebody? But I think that he was a great writer, and I think that the way he relayed messages was also very beneficial to kids, too. So I love that about him. So that's who I'd probably interview.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. Now tell us, what athlete have you not interviewed that you're really wanting to get an interview with?
Oh, gosh. I've got to interview a lot of the top guys in the industry. So, but a lot of the people, I've had the privilege to interview Trevor and J.B. Mooney and Shane Proctor and Chandler and Tuff. Wow. Let me see here.
You got to think about this one.
Yeah, this is a hard question. Probably LJ Jenkins. I watched him this past week, and I think he's a great kid, and I love what he stands for, so I think it'd be neat to interview him one day.
Yeah, he is a great, great athlete, and he has an amazing story.
I've heard that, so I think it'd be great to interview him.
Yeah, very cool. Well, today the news media is undergoing, you know, drastic change, you know, because of the opportunities for independent journalism on blogs, you know, social networking, and all that, you know, because of the ability of consistently updating stories online, it's so much easier than someone picking up a newspaper or magazine, you know. What do you think about these phenomena, and will they change journalism for better or for worse?
Oh, goodness. I think there's a lot of ways that it hinders and benefits, to be honest with you. I think that now we have apps and stuff that relate. You can get online right now and look up the newspaper or something like that. And I think it's kind of taking away what America is based upon, to be honest with you. I love social networking, but I think also that if you're going to read a newspaper, pick up a newspaper. I mean, goodness. I mean, I know we're trying to, like, recycle and stuff like that, and I think that's great, but I just feel like it's kind of tearing apart part of the history and heritage of the United States. But also, I guess, in a lot of ways, it hinders also because broadcasters now can get on Twitter, and instead of going in front of nationwide, I guess, you know, and going on ESPN or Good Morning America, they can just tweet about it. So people are like, oh, okay, well, I don't have to watch it now. And I think that is drawing a lot of people away from watching the news and stuff like that because, sadly, a lot of kids in my generation don't watch the news anymore, so they don't have any idea what's going on, current issues, stuff like that. So, I mean, I think it could be both benefit and hurt it.
Right. Well, and, you know, things have changed. I mean, you know, you're 19 years old. I'm 41. You know, I remember back in the days when, you know, we could have free television. We didn't have to pay for it. You know, we had antennas.
Oh, goodness.
It seems like everything you have nowadays costs something, you know, and some families don't have television. Some kids don't have computers or cell phones, that type of thing, you know. And it's kind of funny because I know when I was working with Sammy Andrews, he still has like the flip phone.
Yeah,
you know,
crazy.
The little flip phone. And I'm like, don't you have like an iPhone? And he's like, no, this is all I need. And it's so cool, though. I mean, the generations, it doesn't, you know, they just still have the flip phone, and he's happy and good with that, you know. But it's amazing how things have changed and what children and young adults find necessary for their needs. And, you know, having the $600 phone is a necessary thing these days.
Especially if you're now 12 years old, they have it. I'm like, you're 12 years old. There's no one you need to be on at 12 years old, to be honest with you.
Right. Yep. So it's kind of crazy. But, you know, one thing about the Western lifestyle is you will find that it's not as available. You know, there are so many people out there in the rural areas that don't have internet service, that really don't know how to work a social networking site or Twitter or their phones, that type of thing, because they usually don't get service out there. You know?
I know.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's kind of like, wow. And so with you and I out there promoting it and hopefully getting people more involved with the simplicity of it and how small businesses, which most people in the rural areas have small businesses or they're homemakers, you know, that type of thing. And you're able to promote your business on it and unite in the Western culture. And I think that's so important, you know, for the history of rodeo and the history of the Western lifestyle, you know?
Definitely. I agree with you.
So what do you have on your agenda for the next couple of weeks? I know you're going to be headed to the NFR in, what, 112 more days, is it?
Yes. I'm so excited. I've been counting down the days, actually. In my apartment, I have a little whiteboard, and I count down every day. And people come to my apartment, and they're like, what? What is that? And I'm like, National Sales Rodeo. That's my probably favorite time of the year because December is the NFR, my birthday, Christmas, New Year's. So it's all very, I don't know, it's exciting. But I'm really excited to go to the NFR this year, and I'm excited to see what it takes me this year because, I'm going to be out there, and I'm older now, so I'll get to enjoy more of it.
Very cool. Now, there's something that is going on with the Facebook. And we want to tell all of our listeners tonight to make sure that they go check it out. The Rodeo Fame magazine is putting on a bachelorette contest on their Facebook page. And our superwoman here is on there. Tell us a little bit about that. You know, I was laughing because when I got a message about it, I was like, they're tired of her going on blind dates. So they're going to sell her now. They're going to put her up there. But I see they nominated you for the 2012 Bachelorette for Rodeo Fame magazine. And anyone can go vote for you. And whoever wins gets to be published. Is that what it is? Published in the magazine?
Cover, so.
Very cool.
Yes.
Well, that's exciting. So what do you think about that?
Well, to be honest with you, I think my friends did it because they're like, dang, we are tired of her being single. And I have zero game. I'm a terrible flirt. So I don't know when people are flirting with me either. So unless you come up to me and say, Alexis, I like you, there's no way I'm going to know. So, and everybody, I tease Jake Cooper about it. I'm like, you know what? I have no game. He's like, oh, my gosh, you have to have some game. I'm like, no, I really don't. He's like, I guess you really say. But, I mean, I'm flattered that I got to be on the list. I mean, that people, I guess, nominated me because, I mean, to be a bachelorette in rodeo, and maybe I'll get a hot boyfriend out of it. So, no,
right.
I'm just kidding. But, yes, it would be neat to win it and be on the cover. It would be a great opportunity.
Yeah. Well, we wish you the best of luck, and we want to invite all of our listeners to make sure they go check out Rodeo Fame Magazine Facebook page and vote for your favorite gal, and hopefully it's Alexis on her beautiful pictures.
Thank you.
Now, is there anything going on at Sam Houston State with the rodeo team right now?
Actually, no. I mean, we got back from Nationals, and we did well, not as well as we wanted to. But, I mean, we still have Liz Combs coming first, and she won barrel racing again for the second year in a row, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We just have school starting up, and, I mean, the first rodeo will be a few weeks after school starts. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to it because I'll have sorority stuff starting in school and things like that. But yep. If you are around Huntsville area, please come and support the rodeo team. I mean, they enjoy all the support they get.
Now, are you guys, since the finals happened, are you guys starting the 2013 year now, or how does that work? The fall semester?
Yes, we go by semester. So fall semester, we have new recruits coming in. I don't know all of them. I know a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get together, and we'll take their pictures and stuff, and then I'll announce the team and stuff like that. So you guys be sure to check it out because I'll be writing about them, and they're all great kids. All of them are very passionate about the sport, so it makes it exciting to interview them.
Now, the stories that you write with them, where are they published at? Do you guys have a magazine or website?
Well, they've been published on our school website, shsu.edu, which was really neat because I was a freshman. I got my story on the cover, so I thought that was kind of cool. I got to be on the slides. But I also, it's in Huntsville paper, and then also it's in the school newspaper, the Huntsvillian. So.
Well, very cool. So you live there in Huntsville?
Yes, I do.
Very cool. So are you going to be going for this fall semester as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I used to tell my dad that I wanted to be famous by the end of my sophomore year, but, I mean, this is my sophomore year and nothing's really happened yet. So, but it would be nice, but he's like, no, you're finishing school. So, but, yes,
that's
I awesome. Do love Louisiana. It's a great school, great community, and I mean, it's one of those, it's how school should feel, college. I love that about Sam, so.
Very cool. Well, I want to announce we have two winners tonight that will be receiving two free tickets to the Nashville PBR. And the first winner is Kelly Busey Brown. And the second winner of two free tickets to the Nashville performance of the PBR is Dee Young. All you need to do is send me your mailing address so I can mail you your tickets to Christina@cuttingupradio.com. And congratulations.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Enjoy it.
Yeah, and we'll be giving away tickets throughout the week and next week as well. So stay tuned to Cutting Up Radio for more fun giveaways and great prizes for sure, for sure. Now, tell us... we have a couple of fan questions. What are the three things you can't live without?
Okay, three things I can't live without. My family, God, and probably, well, I'm going to say my phone because I could live without that. my dog. I'm obsessed with my dog, and my mom's probably shaking her head right now, embarrassed, but I am way obsessed with my dog, so. And those are my three things I love, so it sounds really cheesy.
Okay, the next question is, what is that? Oh, okay, what game show do you think you would be a good contestant on and why?
Ooh, game show, let me see here. Well, I know a lot about history, but can I do a reality show?
Sure.
Okay, well, I do want to do Sweet Home Alabama now, so
yeah.
You gave me the idea. I think it would be neat and awesome to be on that show, but to be honest with you, I don't watch much TV. I like social networking more, which is terrible. I was just talking about that, but I try to keep myself busy, so I'm not sitting there watching TV 24/7, so.
Right. Well, hey, make sure you check out our Facebook page. The producers of Sweet Home Alabama and Southern Nights is having a casting call. And they have a phone number on there. You can tell them you're from Texas and you can't get to Alabama this weekend, but they are looking for cowgirls, and I think you fit the match.
Well, thank you. I know your tweets crack me up when you suggest that. And the boy is like, well, you are the perfect bachelorette all the time, and teases me about it, and I'm like, goodness.
That would be a lot of fun. I know your dad would probably kill us, but...
Oh, I've already told him about it, and he just laughed. He's like, whatever helps you get a date and get you married off. My goodness. I'm married off. He wouldn't want me to get married yet, but, yeah, he thinks that he's going to be stuck with me forever, I think.
How funny. Well, you know, it's always a new opportunity, and then they always come around, so hopefully you'll get that opportunity. I know it would be a fun experience. You know, and hopefully you do find a amazing guy. You deserve it. And you're only 19, though, so just remember that.
Oh, no, I'm not worried about the guy. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm a game, so I have so many other things going for me right now. I'm really blessed, but I can't complain about anything. So.
Right, absolutely. Well, you know, we want to let our friends know to make sure that they check out your father's website at bloomertrailers.com. Is there another website that you would like for them to check out as well?
They have a Facebook fan page and Bloomer Trailers, and it has a lot of cool updates on there, too, that you wouldn't see on the website, like pictures of the star, or the not the stars, the pros when they come by and pick their trailers up, and country singers and stuff like Josh Abbott and Casey Donahue. Just check it out, and you'll like it. And then also follow me on Twitter. I'm a big Twitter person, so I tweet about the team and stuff all the time. And it's at a bloomer 11. So
very cool. Now we want to invite all of our listeners to make sure that they check out Rodeo News Magazine as well. And any other thank yous or shout outs that you would like to give on the radio tonight?
Oh, gosh. I actually want to thank my parents because they're the ones who've always supported me and stuff like that. But also a big shout out to Bradley Hughes and James Trawick, who are working on the movie with me. And then just a shout out to all the guys I've got to interview and stuff like that. It's been a great opportunity and I love it. So thanks for helping me get jobs.
Well, it's been an honor to have you joining us here on Cutting Up Radio. I know we are going to be crossing paths really soon. I hope to do some fun things together. And, you know, you're such an amazing asset to the sport. And, you know, we enjoy having you. And you can come back on anytime. Maybe you can come on and give us some rodeo updates each week on Cutting Up Radio. We'd love to hear your little sweet voice and keep twittering. We'll keep retweeting. And we will start promoting your now new fan page on Facebook as well, because that's exciting as well.
Yes, ma'am, definitely. And I also would like to watch your show, too, because you've got me a lot of followers on Twitter, too. So,
well, thank you.
So I love that. Keep promoting.
Well, we appreciate everything you do, hon. And you just continue it. And if we can do anything to help you, you just let us know.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, hon. Thanks again for joining us. And, hey, thanks for having so much patience with Blog Talk tonight. But they got us connected, so we're excited about that.
Yes, ma'am, definitely. My mom's like, what's going on? I was like, I don't know.
And tell her if she has any problems, we will get the archive copy directly to her, and we appreciate her supporting you and the sport, her and your father. Again, thank you so much, Alexis.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, hon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Alexis Bloomer joining us this evening for Cutting Up Radio. That is Tough Enough Tuesday. Don't forget to check out toughenoughenergydrinks.com at toughenoughenergy.com. Sorry. I had to add that drink in there, didn't I? We want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this evening right here on Cutting Up Radio. And we want to make sure that you guys all know about the Bulls on the Beach this weekend. It's going to be the first annual Bulls on the Beach professional bull riding, and it's going to be pretty fun, I got to tell you. It's presented by our friends over at the Live Bait Restaurant, so check them out at livebaitrestaurant.com. Follow them on Facebook and also on Twitter. I got to tell you, Pat Green's going to be there. It's going to be a live concert. There's going to be a lot of fun things happening. There's going to be freestyle bullfighters as well as fireworks and a bunch of children's activities as well. There's going to be appearances by the stars from the CMT show Sweet Alabama, which we hope to see our little cowgirl on there one of these days. And also, you will be able to see all the guys and girls from Southern Nights. So make sure you go out and check that out. That's August 25th at Orange Beach, Alabama. Make sure you check that out. We have more details on our Facebook page as well. And also, it's been kind of promoted and put together by Cody Harris. He is a professional calf roper. So, and I don't know why I say calf roping tonight instead of tie down roping. I guess because I'm thinking about rodeo. So, and I like calf roping better than tie down roping. It just sounds unique. But anyway, we want to thank everyone so much for joining us tonight. It's been a great show. We want to thank our winners tonight for the PBR tickets. It'll be a lot of fun in Nashville. We're going to be giving more tickets away free here on Cutting Up Radio. Let us know if you want some. You may be chosen. Congratulations to Kelly Busey Brown and Dee Young, our winners tonight of the PBR Nashville tickets. You all have a great evening. Make sure you stay tuned to Cutting Up Radio by visiting our website at cuttingupradio.com, following us on Facebook and on Twitter. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on Cutting Up Radio. This has been Tough Enough Tuesday, and it's time for a healthier alternative to energy.
At toughenoughenergy.com.